Lots of reaction to our last item. This is disgraceful. Ireland is losing a treasure in Kevin. What a qualified man. He needs to be supported. Another question, why would the HSE not appoint Kevin to train a number of people in his expertise? It boggles the mind. And then another one, and there are more, but listening to the interview with Dr. McCarthy, our son is a patient of Kevin. We rely heavily on him and his specialist nurse, Ger. Our son has a neuropathy in both legs. His case is very complex, and we are beside ourselves with worry over this situation. 51551 for your texts today, sor@rte.ie for your emails. Premier Lotteries Ireland, the operator of the National Lottery, has apologised after the exclusion of four top prizes totalling €180,000 from three scratch card games since 2014. It continued to sell one of the affected cards for 6 weeks after learning of the mistake and only withdrew it from retailers after being instructed to do so by the lottery regulator. Fianna Fáil spokesperson and finance deputy Michael McGrath suggested that both Premier Lotteries Ireland and the regulator be invited to come before the Oireachtas Finance Committee to face questions on this. He is in our Dáil studio. Is this now such a serious matter, you believe, Michael McGrath, that the lotteries and the regulator come before your committee?
Good morning, Sean. Absolutely, yes. And that layer of accountability is actually laid out in the 2013 National Lottery Act, that if the operator or the regulator are invited to attend before the Oireachtas Committee, they are obliged to attend. So there will be a hearing in January, and that will provide an opportunity for us to question them on these developments in the last 24 hours. Because at the end of the day, the National Lottery will live or die by the public trust and the confidence of the general public. And I think yesterday's revelations were damaging. And I think there are a significant number of outstanding questions that need to be answered.
Yeah, I just see a statement from the National Lottery this morning to clarify some points, as they say. Congratulations, game 223 was identical to that which was advertised in that it had a single top prize of €50,000. This is why it was left on sale. To comply with what the regulator had approved, there should have been two prizes, and that is why the regulator directed that it be withdrawn. PLI will forego any contribution from additional sales of these Christmas scratch cards compared to 2018 by donating any additional contribution to its charity partner Jigsaw, the National Centre for Youth Mental Health. What do you make of that, Michael McGrath?
Yeah, I don't think that's good enough, to be honest, because the reality is that that particular card, the Congratulations Game 223, was not being sold in accordance with the approval given by the regulator. There were to be two prizes of €50,000, whereas in fact, there was only one. So I don't think that that really cuts any ice. I think that it's not satisfactory that the card was not withdrawn immediately. Now, yesterday in Dublin City Centre, I was able to buy one of these scratch cards. I assume it's the same game. So it still appears to be available on the open market. And I think that question needs to be answered too. But I think we need to understand why the regulator, first of all, did not come across this information themselves. This emerged following an internal review by Premier Lotteries Ireland themselves, and it was not detected by the work of the regulator. So I think we need to understand that, because when the regulator last came before us back in April of 2018, she would have outlined all of the extensive powers that they have. They get 31 different regular reports, she said, from the operator. They have real-time access to data from the operator's business systems, regular meetings with the operator, oversight of the processes and controls applied by the operator, monitoring the marketing PR activities, and on it goes. So, you know, we were reassured that there was very close oversight by the regulator of the operation of the National Lottery, and yet it fell to the lottery themselves to actually detect this issue several years on.
I mean, it is a matter of confidence. I remember back in the day when Ronan Collins used to spin the wheel, do the lotto. They had this man, I think he was from Stokes, Kennedy Crowley.
That's
Alex.
Right. Yeah.
And he would nod there and not say anything, but you sort of felt reassured that, you know, the thing was being properly supervised. Now, is there something that needs to be done to restore confidence in the lottery?
Well, I think they need to deal with this issue now in a very open and transparent way. You know, and I think it is disappointing that the regulator did not conduct interviews yesterday. I think the regulator should come out and explain the approach that they have taken. This is a very significant business. I mean, you're looking at income from the different cards and games of about €800 million per annum. And you're looking at over €200 million of that going to good causes. So, you know, it is important that the integrity of the National Lottery is upheld. And I think the best best prospect of achieving that is to be very open and honest in dealing with these issues when they arise. It may not be a conspiracy, Sean. This could be an old-fashioned cock-up. It could well be.
Well, but I think they're saying human error. Now, the regulator says it will investigate if the error amounts to a breach of the National Lottery Act or licence. It has refused to say whether it could have detected the mistake itself, though, without being told by the operator. Now, is that maybe at the heart of what's deficient here, that perhaps the regulator needs more power?
I think that the regulator has really extensive powers, and those are set out in the Act, and the regulator expressed satisfaction when she came before us last year with the powers that she has. So they seem to operate very much hand in glove, but something fell down here. The regulator did not identify this error through their own office, and that is a concern, and it does call into question the checks and balances that are in place, the effectiveness of the oversight that is there. Bear in mind that this regulator is regulating one company. It's only regulating Premier Lotteries Ireland, and you know they now have a myriad of different games. I mean, it's mind-boggling if you go onto the website and look at the range of scratch card games, of the online games. You'd have to question, is there a need for such a breadth of different gambling opportunities to be offered by the National Lottery?
Yes, you're critical of the regulator for not doing interviews, but in their statement they say, as a formal process has commenced as prescribed in the licence, it would be inappropriate to comment further at this time.
Yeah, well, look, I don't think that that's good enough, because when an issue like this emerges into the public domain, you know, people will reach their own conclusions quite quickly. And so I think where answers can be provided, they should be provided immediately. I mean, we don't know over what period of time the regulator has been coordinating with the operator in relation to the response to this issue. Presumably, when the company discovered it 6 weeks ago, they would have brought it to the attention of the regulator immediately. But we need to know that, and we need to know what has been happening over the last 6 weeks when this issue emerged. But we also need to interrogate why the company's own internal systems did not detect that for a number of years some of the top prizes provided by these scratch card games were never actually won. And, you know, you would imagine that red flags would appear on their systems to show that, you know, many years into particular games, the top prizes were not being won.
People overreacted to this because, as they say themselves, the lottery, that we want to reassure our players that the total amount involved is less than 0.01 of all our prizes in the last 5 years.
Yeah, look, I think it is about public confidence, and public confidence is difficult to secure, and it can be easily lost. And I think that it's vital that the lottery deal with this in an open, transparent way. We will have an opportunity in January to question both the regulator and the operator on this issue, and hopefully with a view to rebuilding that public trust.
Yes, and the lotteries have said, the Premier Lotteries, that they will have no problem going to the Dáil and addressing you and colleagues on the Finance Committee.
Yes.
Michael McGrath, Fianna Fáil Finance spokesperson, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Now,